As agencies ramp up their planning for the 2017 budget, program managers will be under increasing pressure to make sure they're getting results for the dollars their agency spends. A new provision in this year's Omnibus Appropriations Bill is advancing the requirements under the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act, or GPRAM. Congressman Henry Cuellar is a member of the Appropriations Committee and author of that provision. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about how he plans to hold agencies more accountable.
I'm meeting with the folks of OMB, I believe it's set for next week, and then I'm actually heading off to Austin, Texas from Laredo to go meet with the head of the Legislative Budget Board. Those are the folks that I worked with when I was in the state legislature, that we did a lot of work on how do we make, at that time, state government more efficient, more effective, more accountable. So I'm going up there to see what Texas has done since I left, because, again, Texas has been one of the leaders in performance-based budgeting, the performance results-oriented type of government. So we're sit down with OMB and sit down with the Texas Legislative Board to get some ideas.
Now, in the provision itself, it talks of several things, including specifically around the funding request for 2017, and then as well as looking forward. Talk more specifically about the performance measures and what you hope agencies do with performance measures and budgeting.
In 2014, we added some language that directed the head of each agency to link its performance plans with funding requests in the president's budget. So we're coming back this year to say basically we're asking OMB to work with agencies to ensure that their agency funding requests in fiscal year 2017 are directly linked to agency performance plans. Bottom line is we don't want agencies to just keep asking money and money, money. We want to know, hey, we gave you some money. Tell us what your performance is, and that will give the members of Congress a better idea as what sort of bang they're getting for the dollar. So we're hoping that after the appropriation bill, omnibus bill got passed, 180 days, we are going to get a progress report on performance measures. And certainly, you know, I'm hoping to get a good idea from the OMB when I meet with them in the next week or two on that very specific request that we're making, and that is agency request, link that directly to what your performance plans have been.
Now, did you get a sense that agencies have started down this path a little bit and this was an extra push they needed, or did they not listen well to that 2014 language that you added as well?
Well, I think they're moving that direction. I think they can do better. And that's one of the reasons I went from 2014 to this last year, is to add more of the of a push to make sure that they do what they're supposed to do under the 2010 legislation that we passed, the Performance Measure Results Oriented Modernization Act of 2010. And that's why I'm coming with dealing directly with their budget, is to say, hey, you have to do this, you have to do this, and what better way to get their attention but through their own budget process itself. So that's why the appropriation process gives us a very good platform to address some of these issues. And again, this has been one of my priorities, and, you know, you've been around for a while like I have, and, you know, when you talk about government efficiency, effectiveness, accountability, this is something that, you know, the mainstream media doesn't pick up. But you and I know very well, and anybody that works with this, hey, you know, when you're dealing with a $3.7 trillion budget, we want to make sure that we get a good bang for the dollar. We're seeing efficiencies and effectiveness, and the different agencies should be on the same page as the members of Congress. So this is just another way to make sure that we direct them through their budget process what they're supposed to be doing in 2010, on the 2010 law.
One question that always rises around when you're trying to link performance to budget is, how do you hold agencies accountable? So you're going to meet with OMB. OMB is going to push down on agencies. How are you, from a congressional perspective, through the appropriations process? Are you going to do some kind of scorecard? Give me a sense of how you're going to hold agencies accountable.
In the state legislature, we're trying to put some teeth in the work that we did. And, you know, teeth could be incentives, disincentives. There's different ways that we looked at the state level. The federal government, as you know, it moves a little slower than state governments do. So this is why, you know, I'm trying to educate other members of Congress to say, hey, let's look at this work And if you look at it, a lot of folks have done this work at the state level. You know, a lot of members are former state legislators, and they're all familiar with this. But I still wish we could get more members involved with this. So that way we can ask the right questions and we can hold the agencies accountable. And I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. But certainly I welcome all the help from the other members of the appropriations to make sure that we are asking the same questions make sure that the agencies do what they have to do. So I'm looking at maybe to answer your question a little further, depending what OMB tells me this next meeting that we have, you know, we'll talk about what are the next steps that we ought to look at.
And then, of course, if you're a federal employee and you're listening to this, one of the questions that are going to occur to them is, okay, so if we do all this work, is Congress really going to use it? Is Congress really going to understand the data and then make better decisions when they appropriate money for the agencies based on this data? You talked about educating lawmakers, but how are you going to make sure Congress actually uses this data and this just doesn't get into the what they call shelfware, you know, another report that goes up on the shelf?
If I could press a little red button and get the budget bill the way I wanted to, I would actually look at what Texas has done, where you actually have the performance measures, the mission, the goals, the strategies tied into money in the appropriation bill. If you look at Congress, Congress has a very antiquated appropriation bill. So we just put a line item with monies going in, and then you add some riders instructing some of that, but you don't have the performance measures in the same budget format. So therefore, what happens is there are certain reports that, you know, sometimes are online and members of Congress don't look at that. And yes, you know, you have that situation where sometimes they're not useful because they're not provided to the members of Congress. Even agencies usually say, well, they're on online. If I had my way, I would put everything within the same budget format. So that way the members are looking at the performance measures, looking at the missions, looking at the money strategies tied in. And you can do that. That's the way, if I was in charge, that's exactly the way we do it. Otherwise, you run the risk as, you know, what a federal employee might say is, okay, we give you a report, and do you really get to look at it? Is it put on file 13, or where is it put? So I do understand that argument, but this is one of the reasons I'm trying to make some of these changes. If you looked at it, we really haven't had this type of provisions in the appropriation bill, and this is one of my items I'm trying to champion in the appropriation bill is to get more of this in the appropriation bill so we can get the attention of the agencies and the attention of the members of Congress.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar is a member of the Appropriations Committee, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Learn more about the performance management provisions he sponsored at federalnewsradio.com.